Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Vincent, welcome to Philadelphia. And Kathy, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Vincent.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, Vincent, we're big fans of Alliance Defending Freedom. You're a senior counselor there. Give us the broad, and then we'll get to the micro with Kathy here. What's the broad thing that's an issue with Kathy McCord's situation?
This case is about that school districts and other public employers can't force employees to violate their core beliefs to keep their job. That's what the school district did to Kathy here. She believes that parents need to be involved in important decisions about their kids' lives. The school district had a policy that cut parents out of some important decisions, which I'll let her tell you about. And she had voiced her objections to that policy internally. And when a reporter asked her questions about the policy, she gave him truthful answers. And she was fired for the truthful answers she gave to the reporter about that policy.
So, Kathy, now on the micro level, you are a counselor, which is a really important thing, particularly today. I don't have to tell you. I haven't taught for years, but guidance counselors I knew, even at that time, it's amazing how many issues come up. And this issue of parental rights certainly is one of them here and walking that line. So what was the policy first you internally objected to?
Well, in the fall of 21, the school came out with a new gender support plan that if a student went to a teacher and asked to be called by a different name or pronoun, the teacher then told the student's counselor, and we sat down with the kids to go over this gender support plan. If the students told us that their parents aren't supportive or that they didn't want their parents to know, we did not contact parents, and we were told to tell teachers of those students that if they contacted home to be discreet and not to out the student by using the alternate names. I objected to it right away because I just felt like parents need to be involved in these decisions. I couldn't believe we were going to do something like this and change the kids' names and pronouns that they're addressed at school without any kind of parent input on it. And I like I said, I brought that up a couple of different times, but I didn't do anything in the beginning. The first year I went along with it. In the second year, some parents found out about it because one of them got a hold of a letter that I had, an email I had sent to teachers with those directions, just like I was instructed to do. All the names had been redacted except mine. And so a reporter contacted me and wanted to sit down in the evening and ask me some questions. He already had a copy of the plan. He already had most of the information he needed. And I simply confirmed it with him. I felt like I had, you know, I just wanted to be truthful and answer his questions that the parent, it was important the parents knew that.
What do you say, Kathy, and then we'll see if Vincent has a take on this too. In your sense of this, though, the argument on the other side seems to be you're outing these kids. I've seen that on Twitter and the Biden administration and some people on the left. You're outing them, and they should make their determination when they want to be outed. Everybody has a different time. What do you say to that?
Well, I say they're kids, and kids need, you know, the kids are not mature enough to make most of these decisions, but even if they're struggling with these things, it needs to be worked with their parents and the school together. And it's so important that parents are involved in this, you know, these types of things with their kids. And I just think that they're not at an age to make that decision that could be life-changing for them.
Does Alliance Defending Freedom, Vincent, feel this is a parental rights, or is it strictly the rights of the employee to follow their conscience in this? And I must admit, where there is something you're being asked to violate that is violative of everything that I believe in also.
It's both. It's both. You're exactly right. Where you have Kathy saying she knows, she believes, you know, it's both scientific and religiously motivated that kids do better when their parents are involved in important decisions like these. Schools shouldn't be cutting parents out of these decisions. And so then that is the parental rights aspect of it. But you're right. Then the flip of that is, you know, given her religious belief about the importance of parents and kids' lives, the school's forcing her to violate that belief in order to keep her job. And that's not something a public employer can do to public servants like Kathy.
I would make the case, probably occurred to you too, I don't think it's too much of a stretch, Kathy, that you're being told to lie, essentially, because you have evidence in front of you. The kid wants to be called by a different name. All this is going on. And you are being told to make sure you do your best to keep this whole lie going. You're an architect of a lie rather than this is a passing thing. It's an ongoing lie.
It absolutely is. And the counselors were put in the position then of letting the students' teachers know that too. So
yes.
Well, we were telling them we're not their bosses, but at the same time, we progressed that lie by telling all the students' teachers the same thing.
It is amazing that this is going on. So, Vincent, what happens next? What are you engaged in legally here?
So we filed the case last week. It's been formally served on the school district. And right now we wait. We wait for their response to the lawsuit to see what sort of legal arguments that they're going to bring against Kathy's claim. And we explain to the court why their actions violated her free speech rights, her conscience rights, and, you know, why it's important for parents in her community that the court rule in her favor in this case.
Well, I think nationally, too. And I would argue, Kathy, that it's not just keeping this lie going, but as a consequence of this, the longer these kids go on, it's not just emotional. We then see kids moving toward wanting at some point puberty blockers or surgery or whatever, because I guess, how old were the kids? Can you give us an idea how old the kids were involved? What are some of the younger kids?
Sure. Actually, I mean, I'm at the high school, which is grades 9 through 12, but this gender support plan was put in place in our district for K through 12.
Wow.
So it could have been for any age student. And we were told we had students in every building that were using it. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I was told that by administrators.
Yeah, why should a parent trust you or anybody else at the school then when something like this is going on? Because this has to be pretty we've had this at Kathy, you probably have a sense, in our suburbs here, and it's very elaborate what they're coached to do and what they have to watch for. How can you run schools, you know, with this type of tension with parents? It can't work.
No, it doesn't. And unfortunately, it's really the corporation isn't quite, you know, unrest right now because parents do feel like they've been lied to. And not only is this a really big thing, but then they question what other things are they keeping from him if they would keep something this important from him.
And Kathy, my producer, Dan, went to school for a time in Indiana.
I was in Noblesville, Kathy.
Okay, Noblesville.
Oh, yeah, real close to us, yeah.
Yeah, and Pendleton, he says, is a somewhat or generally conservative area. So I assume when parents heard about this, you know, there might be a good bit of pushback on it.
Absolutely. And they, you know, the first board meeting that they had after the article came out, where they were, you know, it was told to everybody, they were irate. I mean, they were so caught off guard that so many people didn't know this was going on. They were very upset.
Well, Kathy, I have to say, good luck. Hope you're back counseling because this case has the, hopefully, it'll work for you. I know it's got to be a burden, but from our experience, Alliance Defending Freedom will help you and also help people across the country. So, thank you both. Have a great Memorial Day. Thanks for coming on here in Philadelphia.
Thanks for having us.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.